You speak about the four mundane and the four supramundane jhanas, as well as samadhi. In terms of jhanas, these are particular states of mind that are very settled, very focused. There's particular signposts for those jhanas, the four mundane jhanas, first, second, third, fourth jhana. First jhana is characterized by vitakka vichara piti sukha ekakata, which is the application of mind, the examination, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness, unification of mind, and that's the foundation of when the mind comes together, when it becomes very settled and steady. As the mind becomes more settled, then other things start to drop away. One starts to recognize that in the same way that the access to the first jhana is the dropping of the hindrances, of sense desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness, skeptical doubt. When those drop away, the mind tends to move to a jhana state. Within the jhana state, as the mind becomes more settled and more content, then it tends to drop the things that are agitating within that state, so that piti or joy starts to be a bit too much. The mind wants to be more refined. It wants to settle more, so that that quality for second jhana, the dropping of the vitakka vichara. That sustained thought, or that directed thought, examination, that falls away as something that is not necessary. The mind is content with the quality of well-being and brightness of mind. And then the quality of piti becomes a bit too much. It's unnecessary for the well-being of the mind. So the mind settles again. The fourth jhana, the mind is settled within a steadiness and equanimity. And so that they're stages of letting go. They're stages of relinquishment. And when we think mundane and supramundane. Supramundane jhanas are jhanas that after one has entered the path, one has some realization of the noble fruits of the path. Samadhi itself is usually translated as concentration. I think it's not a great translation. When it's translated into the Thai, I prefer how it's translated into Thai. When they translate that literally, it means the firm establishing of the mind. So that whatever label or name one puts on it, or stage, these are all sort of stages of the firm establishing of the mind. And to me, that is what is, say, more important to pay attention to, rather than paying attention to, you know, did I get first jhana? Did I get this jhana? What is the name on it? What is the number? Is the mind firmly established? If the mind is not firmly established, what is the obstruction? If the mind is firmly established, what's the flavor? What's the quality of it? What's the taste of it? So that as one takes an interest in that taste, in that flavor, that's where the mind settles more deeply, and then is more willing to relinquish and let go. And I think that's the important aspect of meditation, samadhi, is, you know, what are we willing to let go of? What are we willing to drop? The more willing we are to drop and relinquish, the more settled and stable, firmly established the mind will be.